Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, February 18th, and we're back after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We weren't here yesterday. So,
yeah, it seems like forever ago.
Right?
It does.
I know. Like, it was just yesterday, but I had a very, as expected, an empty day. Not much happened as far as love or romance. But I made the best of it.
Yeah, what did you end
family,
up doing?
Family dinner and everything, so it was okay.
That's great.
Right?
That's a great way to spend it.
Exactly. Better than with someone you don't like.
For sure. Or better than with someone who's buying shitty chocolate. Or you're buying them shitty chocolate.
It's true, right?
You know? Yeah, I was supposed to hang out with my friend, but she got food poisoning.
Really?
Yeah, so I think she had it worse than all of us.
Wow.
Just spent Valentine's Day hurling.
How'd she get it? Did she go to a restaurant or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's a mystery.
I know. I hate it when you go to a restaurant and then you come home and get sick, you know?
Yeah.
I can't remember it ever happening to me, but I know people, it happens to them, you know?
Oh, for sure. My, what is the name of this thing? So it's this like ancient stomach, kind of like a stomach bug, and it stays in your blood system for however long until you get it taken care of. But my friend got it from, what is it called? He got it from a restaurant in Hollywood. Uh-huh. And when I met him 4 years ago, we were about to go on the Birthright Israel trip. And so when I met him, I remember he had stomach aches the entire time. And he said he was at the airport, and that's when he, at the airport getting ready to go to Israel, and he gets the phone call that he has this like ancient, like infected water bug thing, and that, you know, they had meds for him. And he's like, well, I'm like at the airport right now about to go to Israel for 10 days. They're like, great, see you when you get back. so
you had to deal with it the whole trip.
Oh, yeah, I think he lost like 4 or 5 pounds in like the 10 days.
Really?
Yeah,
couldn't eat.
No.
Oh,
not
wow.
Really,
you go to Israel, you can't eat. That's terrible.
I know. I think he ate some stuff, but I know the food was pretty great.
I know. All I eat is falafel and shawarma when I'm there.
Oh,
know?
My God. Shawarma is so good. Yeah. I had enough of falafel because I don't eat meat. So it was like the only thing that I really had.
That's
they
true.
Do these like corn patties, though. It kind of looks like a chicken patty, but when you break it open, it has like corn on the inside.
Chicken patty with corn on the inside?
That's what it looks like, a chicken patty. But when you break it open, there's pieces of corn inside.
Huh, never heard of that one before.
Yeah, they had that a lot. But
really?
I ate so much falafel by like the fifth day. I was like, I can't.
Yeah, you can't eat
anymore,
right?
Falafel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die. My God.
I know. I actually had some good Israeli food the other day. I just like that they finally have good Israeli restaurants here, you know?
Yeah.
Used to be a lot of imitation and stuff, but nothing really authentic, you know?
Yeah.
And now there's several, and they're all good. And that's my food of choice, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So how was your weekend?
It was good. I actually had off mostly both days. I had class, and I just relaxed really hard.
Relaxed hard.
I did. I relaxed really hard on Sunday. I had rehearsal and then
that's
like,
a concept. To relax hard.
I did. I relaxed really hard.
Wow.
It was good.
I need
it was very
to relax
focused.
Like that too.
I was so focused. I could focus really hard on just like becoming one with the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just completely melted. I did get a fun little Instagram message from one of our viewers who said that I speak sexy on the radio, but then said that I sound like a spoiled baby girl.
Really?
And I was like, wow.
Well, with the things you say?
I guess so.
Really?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
I mean, you can call me whatever you want. I just thought it was funny and I wanted to tell you.
People are funny, man.
I know. And he says it after he likes like 5 of my photos.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, you must hate me. You must really hate me to like all those photos.
I know, obsessed on the one hand and then being a troll on the other, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I don't get it, you know. I mean, people are like, if you don't have something good to say, don't say it, you know. I mean, why would you want to ruin somebody's day, you know? I mean,
yeah, I mean, he definitely didn't ruin my day, but had I been more sensitive than I am, it might have.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I definitely like felt something when I looked at it, and then I was like, who the hell's this guy?
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. But you can't expect someone to feel good when you're criticizing them, you know.
Yeah.
In the open. Was it like a personal message? Direct
it was
message?
A comment on one of my photos.
Oh, it was a comment?
Yeah, it was a comment.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
So it's a viewer, not a guest that we had.
I don't think so, no. Okay. He, yeah, also I think a lot of times people think that, you know, when men speak and have and are conversational and things, like they're down to earth and they're cool. But I think sometimes when women are more outspoken, people think like we're either a bitch or like we're aggressive or we're spoiled or we're opinionated. But like when a man does it, it's like super normalized.
That's possible, I guess. Yeah.
He goes, you speak super sexy in LA radio with Sam, .. Great punctuation. Guess you don't know that. But you sound a bit like a spoiled baby girl. And then laughing emoji, two thumbs up, and a wink emoji.
Well, maybe he meant your voice sounds like a baby girl, no?
He said you...
But he said it sounds sexy, so...
He said you sound super sexy in LA radio with Sam. Guess you don't know that, but you sound a bit like a spoiled baby girl.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I could take it both ways, I guess.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe he didn't
mean the
content.
It's a weird thing
to
say, though. It's a weird thing to say. Maybe English is his first language.
But you don't sound like a little girl. You sound like a woman. And people have told you that before, that you sound good on the radio, right?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. You know? So he gives you a compliment on the one hand, then takes it away on the other.
Yeah. It's funny when people do that. They can never just like give you a compliment or give you an insult.
Right.
They always have to like butter up the insult and like Brillo the compliment. You know? Is never just one or the other.
I know. Oh, well.
Yeah,
whatever.
Who cares?
We can't let people ruin our lives.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Believe me, that one Instagram guy is not going to, he's not going to ruin the day.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Yeah. I know. There's so much going on. Did you hear about this woman who was killed, Amy Hardwick? I guess she's a young woman. She was Drew Carey's girlfriend.
Amy Hardwick?
Right. She's like a Hollywood therapist. A lot of people seem to know her here in town. At least people are like making it seem like they do on Facebook. But she was pushed from her balcony.
Oh,
and
shit.
And they arrested her ex-boyfriend, who had a restraining order against him.
Wow.
So
it says her office is closed today.
Yeah, it was terrible. You know, they said officers were responding to reports of a woman screaming.
Oh my gosh, that's got to be terrifying.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine.
Right. So they're holding the ex-boyfriend on bail for $2 million. And she was 38, which is amazing because Drew Carey, 61. How come all these stars get the young women?
Because money.
Money and fame.
Money and fame and connections.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Totally.
That's what they need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is in relation to, I mean, we're talking about this, about women doing this. And I wanted to bring up the Harvey Weinstein trial because I guess the jury now begins to deliberate. They had like four women there. I was following the trial and everything.
Sure.
And they're trying to discredit them by saying that it was consensual. In other words, he doesn't deny they had sex, but he says it was consensual. And the amazing thing is that with all of them, they continue to either have sex with them or some kind of relationship with them after they claim they were raped, you know? So I don't know what's going on there. You know, I mean, the thing is that maybe afterwards they had regrets or something. I mean, after all, you know, you go to bed with someone and you're trying to get something out of them, and maybe they didn't get what they want out of them. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't know what happened. I'm just saying that we're always quick to judge people. And my question is, what were they doing still talking to him? I mean, one kept sending him text, "You're beautiful, I love you, blah, blah, blah," all this stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's a really complicated line with things like that because, I don't even know how to start that for so many reasons, you know? Like, you have, you know, women who go through, like, real traumas and real things like that, and then you have people who are trying to get to the top, and they're sleeping with these people for connections, and then maybe it doesn't go their way. So on one hand, it leads you to maybe think, oh, maybe they just didn't get their way and this is them retaliating. And then on the other hand, you're thinking, like, something really could have happened to these women, but there's so much against them when they do continue to go back.
Right.
If something goes wrong, you don't go back, right. You know? Because right. I feel like then when you cry wolf, it takes away and lessons anyone else who's actually been through a forceful traumatic situation.
Right.
You know?
You would think you don't want nothing to do with this guy anymore. You
yeah,
know?
Block I mean, him. Never talk to him again.
Because it sounds like terrible things that he'd done to them. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? But that's why it's going to be tough for the jurors, I guess, to figure it out. And he's got a woman attorney also, and she's casting doubt on all of these women. So I don't know. I mean, some of these women sound pretty legitimate and all that, but you never know, you know. I mean, you meet a Harvey Weinstein, you figure, yeah, I'll sleep with him, you know, for some connections.
Yeah, I guess
but
so.
And then you regret it, you know.
I'm more of like, let me buy you lunch and talk to me about what you know kind of person.
Right.
And not like, let's hang out at your hotel room.
Exactly. That's just one thing I don't understand. How do you go to a hotel room? I mean, if you're going for an audition or something, mm-hmm. or I guess they like befriend him and then they're like, okay, hotel yeah. room, not a big deal.
Well, it's also kind of like the Louis C.K. thing. Like, I don't have all the details on it, so like, forgive my ignorance, but you know, he asked if he could masturbate in front of these women and some of them said yes. Oh. And people are saying like he used his power as like a celebrity or someone who's more well known to get them to say yes. But the thing is, like, one of the women he did this to is a comedian, and I think they lived in New York. And I mean, it's not cool if all of a sudden you turn around and he's just like jerking off in the corner, like staring at you. Like, that's not cool. But like, he did ask, and like, You could say no.
Exactly.
Like, I really think that you could say no. I mean, I'm not everybody, so I don't know what it's like to be in another person's shoes, but you can say no.
Right.
You can absolutely say no.
The grown women, you know? I mean, they can consent or not, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm asking. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't want to jump into anything, but we'll see what the jury thinks. You know, they heard all the evidence and the testimony and everything, so we'll see, you know? I mean, he's facing a lot of years in prison. And then he's got it. He's got a trial coming up in L.A. also.
Yeah.
Because he's done some of these things here too. Or allegedly, you know. But
it's a really complicated situation because no one was actually there besides them.
Right. It's always like he said, she said, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
And you want to believe people who say they've been through trauma. Like,
right.
I mean, I do. I want to believe someone who's like, I went through this and this happened to me. But it blurs the lines a little bit when you keep going back or you stay in contact with them. You know, it makes it seem like it was a retaliation game.
Yeah, you know. And, I mean, one of them actually claimed he raped her in 93. I mean, how can you remember many things from 93? I don't know.
You don't remember getting raped.
Yeah.
You definitely would remember that.
That's
you know?
True, yeah.
I remember a lot of things much smaller than insignificant than that.
Yeah. That's 30 years almost. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much of the details, but I don't know if it was important at this point. But for her, for this one, I guess the statute of limitations kicked in.
Sure.
But it can be used to support the charges that the other women claimed.
Sure.
You know, so we'll see. I don't know. I just think he's gross. I don't know why anybody would want to do that with him. But sometimes you want to really make it in movies, I guess, you know. You'll do
maybe
anything.
He was really charming. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just. But
I mean, one woman
really
said he reminded her of her dad. You know, I mean, so how can you have sex with him? You know.
Yeah. Totally. That's how I feel about Joaquin Phoenix. He looks like a young version of my dad, and everyone's like, he's so hot, and I'm like, just doesn't do it for me. Just looks like my version of my dad when he was young. So
whoa.
I can't get it up for Joaquin.
That's funny, huh?
River Phoenix, though. That's a whole another story.
Yeah. How old was he when he died? 15 or something?
No, he was in his early 20s, I think.
River?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was like 24.
Because he looked really young.
I know. Fresh baby.
There's no way he was 24, Jen.
He was something like that. He wasn't a teen. Let's see.
Maybe he just looked like a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, he had a baby face for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
What movies was he in? He was like...
River Phoenix?
Yeah.
He was in Stand By Me.
Stand By Me,
Running
that.
On Empty.
Yeah. I can't believe Stand By Me was a Stephen King story, you know, who writes horror. And that was not a horror film at all.
He was 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're very right.
Born in 1970, died in 1993. Wow, he died on Halloween.
Really?
Wow. That's, I don't know why that makes it worse. It just made it worse in my head for some stupid reason. I don't know why.
Wow, 23 years old.
Yeah.
I really thought he was younger than that. So, what, did he die from overdose or something?
I think it was substance, yeah, which apparently, I mean, I don't know everything, but from the research I've done, because I've always been a fan of his since I was a kid, my dad used to introduce me to Stand By Me when I was a kid, and it was, like, one of my favorite movies. Apparently he wasn't that into drugs or something like that, and it just happened to be, like, a night. You know, one of those nights when you happen to be partying a little harder than others.
Right. And then it
just happened. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't
you just take a wrong dose, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't take many times. I mean, you just do it once. You do it wrong once and that's it.
Batch something with that. I know.
I wonder what he was taking. Probably heroin or something, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because back then, I don't think meth was a big deal. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Or was it like a heart attack from coke or something like that?
Yeah, it could have been.
Could have been. Yeah, that's a big one.
Jeez.
I know.
Did you ever develop a taste for coke? Do you like it?
No, I tried it like twice and I just, it just tasted like there was a pill melting in my throat and I hated it. And I didn't feel hyper or anything. You know, I was just like, I think I had smoked weed earlier and then I did that and then I just felt like I sobered
really
up.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, right. Now I'm regular.
I know. I remember when I did coke, I'd have to have two joints afterwards just to calm down a little bit.
Yeah. It totally defeats the purpose.
I know. And I guess some people just don't need to be any more hyper than they already are.
Yeah,
you know?
that's usually me.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
That's usually me.
I know. So I'm still debating my trip. I gotta take one. I really gotta take one.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
I'm trying to hit all my friends and nobody can go for 5-6 days, you know?
Yeah.
So
I might go home for a couple days, so maybe we can
coordinate
so it's at the same time.
Okay.
Let's work on that.
Yeah. That'd be nice for you to go home for a while.
It's my mom's birthday in March and I'd really love to see her and bring my cats back finally.
Oh, you're going to bring them back?
Yeah, my meows.
How many did you have? Did
two.
You say two?
Yeah, twin, boy and girl. Tina Duncan. New little sweet babies. I FaceTimed with them the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Did they see you?
They can't really understand the screen, right. But they hear my voice and they start looking around for me. And then my mom's like, stop, you're upsetting them. I'm like, it's good for them to hear my voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if they don't know where it's coming
from. Yeah, they're like, what? They got to think I'm like an intercom or something because cats know what intercoms are.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm trying to figure out where and preparing for going alone if I have to. I was thinking of Hawaii would be nice, but I don't know. I mean, with this virus, you know, tomorrow they might say Hawaii is closed, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's close to Asia. A lot of people come there from Asia, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, this coronavirus is amazing at how it's shut down everything, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you try... We noticed there's... We went to get some toys for the kids, and they didn't have them on the shelves. And it's the most popular toy.
Sure.
But they don't have them on the shelves because the Chinese are not sending anything.
Sure.
So, but a lot of people are sure that the Chinese are lying, you know?
Yeah.
They're saying with 1.3 billion people, how can there be only 1,800 people dead, you know?
Mm.
And so it could be maybe 100 times as much. I don't know.
Yeah, it's wild.
Right?
It's definitely, I would say, bigger than they're letting off.
Probably, yeah. And the thing is that apparently globally, the number reached 73,000.
That have died?
No, that...
are infected?
Confirmed cases, yeah.
Yeah. That's so scary, the coronavirus.
Right. Ugh. I don't know. Well, why are they saying confirmed cases if they just said this number is the number of the dead people? I don't know.
73,000 dead?
No, no, 1,800 dead. 73,000... cases in the world.
Mm.
Yeah. But even that seems too little, too few for China. I mean, everything there is like huge, huge numbers, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So I guess doctors and nurses are dying there now because of this. They're calling them martyrs and stuff, you know? Because, I mean, you're at the front lines there, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
How can anybody survive this? I don't know.
So then they're going to have to bring in doctors from somewhere else. And
yeah,
who knows if they even want to be there.
Exactly. I mean, would you go?
Absolutely not.
I don't care what you are sworn to when you're a doctor.
But don't they have like the suits and stuff on? Like
they do, but maybe it doesn't help after a while. I mean, this hospital director died, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
I know, man. And it's like it's pretty scary. They're saying there's something fishy about the fact that the United States extracted the Americans from the quarantine ship in Japan. They brought the Americans back, and they don't know why. Nobody really knows why they decided to do that before the quarantine was over. You know
what?
Yeah,
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday in the news.
I don't like that.
I know.
I don't like that
at all.
So
they're bringing them all back in one plane, I think, you know. Yikes. But I'm sure they're going to quarantine them here too as well. But shit, you know, I mean, this is like we totally forgot about deadly disease like this.
Yeah.
And now it's back, you know.
Yeah.
And from China of all places where there's so many people. But did you hear that they said it might have originated with them eating bats and shit?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's like people are saying, you know, I mean, at first I just thought it was an internet thing, but they're saying it could be true, you know? I mean, these people eat like bat soup and shit. I mean, can you imagine? Bats are rats, man.
I know.
The flying rats.
It's only weird to us because that's not what we eat.
I know, but it's weird. I mean
they also eat like scorpions on a stick.
I know. They eat fucking anything that moves.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
That's gross. I mean, that would give you diseases.
Yeah.
You know?
You would think. It's all gross to me.
Yeah, it's all gross.
It's all gross.
Give her vegetables and fruit. She'll be happy.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, tell me.
She's got a new look now. She's got all white hair.
Oh, let's see it.
Yeah, she decided not to color it anymore. I guess they're saying she's been coloring it for 18 years with that vibrant red. And she got tired of coloring it and stuff. So it would take 8 hours, I guess, to color her hair. And she got tired of it. But she looks pretty good, I think. You know, it's all white. Old white hair.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. That's right? A totally different look. It looks great, though.
It is a different look. And she doesn't look that old.
No.
She doesn't look old at all. I mean, she looks the same age as she did with the red hair.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess, you know, you just have to accept yourself after a while.
It's way more of like a classic.
Yeah.
Wow. More she looks like a totally different person.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing what hair color can do. It's amazing. It looks great, Sharon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I colored my hair once. I don't know. I liked it, except nobody else did. So I stopped. Plus, it was a pain in the ass. I mean, it comes off on your pillow and on everything, yeah. You know? It's like, what the fuck, you know?
Especially if it's like a semi-permanent or the first few days of it.
First few days, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this, you know? This is like embarrassing.
In high school, I used to dye my hair a lot, and it would always stain the tub, and my mom would just like get on my shit about it so hard. So I'd have to get the stuff.
That's if you put it on at home. You mean.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons I don't color my hairs, like at home dyes are usually really bad for you, but to go to a salon, I looked at how much like so there's different levels of like highlights. You can do face framing, full head, partial. Face framing are just a few around your face, like the name, and it's like it starts at like $300.
What?
I know.
For color?
I know, yes.
Well, your hair is pretty long, maybe that's why, right?
No, it's just that's how much it is for a process like that. How crazy is that?
Wow.
I know. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
For me, it didn't cost that much. But then, you know, I mean, and then you can tell like, a week later, the white hair starts coming out again and all that.
Yeah, totally.
And not just that, you know, the hell with that. And some people just say you can tell when you color your hair. So I just gave up on it and said, what the hell, you know.
Plus, I feel like with shorter hair, you see it quicker.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured I'd go back to myself and whatever.
Yeah.
But no, she looks very good. I'm glad she did that. Some people do that, you know. I mean, if you remember, Bob Barker, who did The Price is Right?
Mm.
I don't know if you remember him, but he used to have like jet black hair and he's like 80 years old.
Yeah.
One person I'm wondering about is Howard Stern, you know, because he's still got black hair. He's in his 60s now.
It's dyed.
And also when you look at his whiskers, they're all white, you know. He wears like a semi beard.
Yeah.
And it's all white. So how can you tell me you don't even have one white hair in your hair?
Oh, he does.
So he does.
Has he denied dyeing it?
Yeah. Oh. He doesn't come clean. And he's pretty honest, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be a disaster if people found out eventually. But
why would it be a disaster?
For him, because he comes across as very honest and straightforward, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't see how anybody can have such a head of hair at 60.
Yeah.
All black.
I think sometimes people are really honest and they hide behind like smaller lies by putting forth like such brutal honesty. So everyone thinks they're super honest, but really they have like their, I mean, everyone's got their secrets, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Plus he'll probably look like a witch or an older woman or sometimes with the long hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, long gray hair.
You might look like a witch. Yeah, it's good on the little curls, too.
I know.
Oh, that's funny, actually.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But some people, I just wonder about them, you know.
I wonder about everyone. I wonder about myself sometimes, too.
Yeah?
Sometimes. Like, what the hell am I doing?
I know.
You know?
Yeah. So, where would you go if you had an option for a vacation right now? Where's your heart at?
I would love to go home to visit, but I would also really love to go to Thailand. That's been on my bucket list for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would love to go. Yeah. I really love like tropical, like rainforesty kind of vibes.
Right.
Yeah. And they have great... like great vegan food there and stuff. I like to base where's fun to eat too.
Oh, you know, so. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But the food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Food truck city there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So what, would you go to Bangkok or something? Or to
I don't know. I haven't really done the research on it.
Like Phuket or something, that island, that beach.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. I don't have much desire to go there. I don't know. I know a couple of people that live there. A lot of Israelis like to go there either to visit or live even.
Sure.
They marry a young Asian woman and they're happy, you know.
Yeah,
totally. Usually like middle-aged men after a divorce.
Definitely.
And then they go back and bring not a Filipino, but a Thai woman back, and everybody looks at them like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, what are you doing, man? Oh my gosh. I know American money is very valuable over there too. So like,
yeah,
you could
cheap.
Live off $500 for a while.
Yeah. You know? That's what they say. Like $10 a day or something.
Something. I mean, my friend went there and he got like an hour long massage and it was $1.
Really?
I was like, that's the dream.
Wow.
That's the dream.
I know. Give me those massages.
Definitely give me those massages.
Right. Thai massage is pretty good.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's time for me to go for a massage, you know. I get intimidated by all these Asian places, you know.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like.
They're just businesses.
No, I know. But it feels like a whorehouse when you
no.
walk in.
No. I mean, some of them are doing some shady stuff and it's.
No, I know. I'm not talking about those, though. I'm talking about those on Ventura Boulevard. And, you know, I think they're more reputable and stuff. But
for sure.
But
you
I
can
don't
find
know.
That
I mean,
anywhere.
I've gone a couple times and it just seems like seedy, like you said. You
yeah.
know? But.
Well, they're business owners that usually don't have a ton of money. So they're like making it as nice as they can with what they have. It can't be all state of the art, you know. So
I know.
As long as the towel's not wet. I've definitely gone to places where the towel wasn't wet. I'm like, did you like, is this like lotion from somebody else's body, like absorbed into this towel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Totally. Yeah. See, that's the thing. You don't know what they do there, man. Shit.
You don't know what you do in it, what people do in any of the massage places.
Or hotels either.
Yeah. The wax rooms. Anytime there's a closed door, you just never know.
You never know.
In any salon.
I know.
Any of
them. I just find that hotels have been grossing me out.
Hotels are so gross. They did a bed bug test and they found bed bugs at almost every hotel they went to.
Right. And that's the the least of it. What about the stuff that people leave? The DNA everywhere.
I mean, like, that's bad, but I'd honestly rather almost anything than bed bugs.
Yeah.
Bed bugs will ruin your life.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, yeah.
But I just put towels on everything, you know, that I sit on the couches and the chairs.
Oh, I know the
and
chairs,
stuff.
The
yeah,
carpet.
The chairs. You don't know what the fuck people do there, you know?
No. I was hanging out with this comedian when I was living in New York, like right before I moved here. And he is a stand-up comic, and he made a joke about like ejaculating on the rugs in hotel rooms.
Oh,
and I was like, you're the nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're what everyone is afraid of.
Exactly. Get the fuck out.
This is disgusting. I was this is kind of dumb.
But most people fucking do that shit.
I'm sure. Just wipe it on there. I know. Boy stuff.
And I don't want to go anywhere.
I know. I just want to live like that. I think it's John Travolta and Boy in the Plastic Bubble or something.
Yeah.
That movie where he just lives in the bubble.
Right, because he's like he could get sick from anything.
Yeah, he has
right?
like an immune disorder.
I know. Yeah, let's live in a bubble.
I would love to live in a bubble. It sounds great. So it's sanitary.
Right. Well, our bodies are immune to all this garbage, but our minds may not be.
No, my mind's definitely not. You know, not at all. He's like, ugh.
I know.
It's a lot better here than it is in New York, though.
Yeah.
In New York, everywhere you go, everything is disgusting.
Yeah.
Just like, ugh. Sometimes there's like water that drips on your head in the subway.
And you don't know where it's coming
from. You have no idea. But there's definitely lots of black mold in it. And now it's absorbing into your scalp.
Yeah.
You feel it soak through and you're just like, ugh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all move to New York.
Yeah, no. No, thank you. The big old bottle of echinacea.
Yeah. So I'm thinking actually northwest, but I've been to Oregon already. So that leaves Washington and Canada.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of going there because I've always wanted to go to Victoria, which is on what they call Vancouver Island.
Sure.
So Vancouver is like on the mainland, but there's a Vancouver Island where Victoria and all these beautiful places are, and they really look beautiful.
Sure.
It's also, the weather is not that bad there as far as cold.
Sure.
They don't get a lot of snow, although I wouldn't mind some, but So maybe in Washington I'll see some snow. But what's what I read about that place is that's where Meghan and Prince Harry are going to.
Mm.
Or at least it's going to be their summer home.
Oh,
there
yeah,
now,
they're in Canada.
Right, so yeah. It's going to be there near Vancouver.
Well, whoop-dee-doo.
And, you figure, if they go there, it must be beautiful, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be nice.
Yeah.
Unless they're totally trying to go off the road in the opposite direction.
Well, they are, but
yeah, but still luxurious.
But yeah, you would go to a shitty place to live, you know? So I don't know, but I think it's going to be like their summer home or something, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want a summer home.
I know, right?
That'd be sweet. Well, we live in LA. All of our homes are summer homes.
Yeah, that's true. No winter homes here.
No winter homes. No, definitely not. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know. Everyone talking about Harry and Meghan. I'm just like, great.
Yeah, like, who gives a shit?
I know. People just love to consume themselves with what's going on in other people's lives.
Yeah, especially those celebrities.
Right. It's people like, we don't even know. Right. We're not seeing their day to day. We don't know who they are as a person.
Right.
You know,
they
like,
couldn't care less about us.
Yeah, they don't even, I mean, if they met us, they might care, but they don't even know who we are.
Yeah, they don't know who we are.
Exactly.
Yeah. All these people following them and stuff, you know, it's pretty, I don't know, it's weird that people follow, like, people that are not famous, and they become famous on social media.
Yeah, like influencers and stuff.
Yeah, and suddenly they're bigger than celebrities, you know? I mean, these little kids.
I know.
Playing fucking video games. And
yeah.
They become, like,
or doing, like, toy reviews.
Yeah.
You know, there's kids making millions of dollars doing that, and they're, like, 7.
I know.
I'm like, oh.
I know. What the hell, you know? Those teenagers doing makeup and things like that, you know?
I know.
Mean, those are, like, so popular. My
it's
God.
Confusing times if you see, you know, like, young girls in, like, middle school and high school wearing makeup the way they wear makeup nowadays. They look so much older.
Right.
You know, it's because of the internet they have access to the education of the makeup versus when I was in school, we were like, I'll just put some glitter on my eyes. That's fine.
Right. You now at 12, 13, they're already, like, you know, fully made up.
Like Kylie Jenner makeup.
Yeah.
Like full on. It's
I
wild.
Know. Shit.
And pretty scary.
It is, man.
You know?
It is. Wow.
Yeah. Enjoy your youth. Just be a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Enjoy your youth.
It'll be, you spend more time not a kid than a kid.
That's true.
If you're lucky. You know?
If you're lucky. And being a kid is cool. You know what I mean? We just don't realize it because we want to be adults when we're young.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, being a kid can really suck, but it has its perks.
That's true.
It mainly sucks in terms of other kids.
Right.
Like, screw these kids.
I just wanted to get older so I could have sex. That's about it. Everything else, I was happy.
I wanted a job. Can you believe it? No. I wanted this.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I want to make my own money.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good dream, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what can you do?
Totally.
So, more evidence that Amazon is killing everything and everybody in its wake. Pier One files for bankruptcy.
Oh, I always liked that store.
Right? Yeah, it's pretty cool. But they closed hundreds of stores in recent years.
Mm.
And
I wonder where they're selling all their inventory.
I don't know, but they're trying to find somebody to buy it, I guess.
A lot of stores keep their online presence. Like, I know American Apparel they closed all their stores, but they still have some stuff online.
Really?
It's not as extensive as it was, but.
Yeah. Good luck competing, though, you know?
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of online stores.
I know. And then look at this. I mean, the Apple Watch outsold the entire Swiss watch industry.
Whoa.
In 2019. So you want to talk about destroying industries. I mean, Apple sold 31 million units.
Ooh.
And the whole Swiss watch brands combined sold 21. So it's like 10 million more that Apple sold. What's going to happen to the Swiss watch industry? I have no idea. But technology is definitely taking over everything, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't even think the Apple Watch really looks that great. It's functional.
Right, yeah.
But I don't see it and go, oh, my God, that looks so cool. I'm kind of like,
yeah. No, that's true. But it is functional for me. You know, I mean, I don't have to pull out the phone when someone calls or sends a text and stuff, you know. That's about it, you know. But sometimes you can talk hands-free, you know, and and all that. But I got the whole set. I got the AirPods, too, and and that. So it's like it bounces. It's funny how the calls bounce from my car to the phone to the watch to the headphones, you know.
Do you ever have trouble syncing them all up?
I guess sometimes, but once it works, you know. Right. So for me, this time around, everything works, you know, so.
Yeah. When I first transfer a car, my phone in my car, it always, it pops back and forth a couple times. I'm like, gah! It's always me. Hold on, hang on, hang on, hang on. Stop talking. Hang on. We're like a good minute.
I know.
Every time. I'm like, I feel like this could go better.
Yeah, so you help. You hope that it works, but, and then again, it's useless when it's out of battery. You know.
Yeah.
You can't.
Does it charge quick?
Yeah, yeah, pretty quickly. You know, mine lasts the whole day, but it depends. You know, if you don't charge it for a day or so, might be into trouble.
Yeah.
But
so much trouble. What would we ever do without our?
Yeah, I know, right?
Our watch.
I know.
You know,
and we get used to it, and then it's hard to live without it.
I know. If you ever leave the house without your phone, I'm just touching my pockets.
Right.
Like I get the phantom vibrate, and I usually keep my phone on silent so it doesn't vibrate or anything because I'd rather not be distracted. When I'm ready to look at my phone, I'll look at my phone. But I'll still feel the phantom buzz sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my phone, where is it? It's not even with me.
Does it ever happen to you? You look for your phone, you can't find it, and it's in your hand?
Yeah, I do that with sunglasses on my head, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I know, we're crazy, man.
Yeah.
Totally fucking
consumed.
Out of our minds.
I know. I use a landline when I'm at my boss's house. She has landlines because she lives in Bel Air, so the signal's not amazing.
Uh-huh.
So I use landlines all the time, and we have, like, curly cords and everything. And I was like, this feels amazing. I miss this. You know, I
at
also
least
like
it should be a wireless phone, though, isn't it?
No,
no,
it's got a cord.
It's got a cord.
I know. I was just gonna
wow,
say,
that's
like,
really
I
old.
Yeah, I like, I'm like, I kind of got to get up and walk around, and I have to just sit here. That's kind of weird.
I know.
Kind of difficult.
Or you can go as far as the cord goes,
right? It's not a very long cord, it's like maybe this.
Yeah, I know. It's not I very know. Much. It's not meant to go walk very far with it.
You need an extension
anything,
cord,
yeah.
What
so finally, well, almost finally, but I guess this company developed a jetpack. You know what those are? Like, you know, where you can fly like Iron Man or something.
Yeah.
And so apparently they reached a major milestone with it where they're able to really fly at 6,000 feet altitude. And yeah, he just took off from a standing position. And was able to fly. It's got four jet engines on it. Can you imagine? You're surrounded by four jet engines. That's pretty scary.
That's so wild.
Right? I mean, they show them like flying by an airplane.
That's so, kind of scary.
I know, man.
What do you do with your legs when you have a jetpack on? Because you can't like bend them back.
Right.
It probably has incinerated.
Right. But there's probably, well, they probably put like leg rest or something. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's true, right? What do they do with that? Well, what do they do with a lot of things when they fly like this? I don't know.
Right.
But I would love something like that, man.
You really got to be in your right mind because, like, if you can't bend your legs back, you have to be, like,
right,
really conscious of what's happening right now, you know?
Right. I know. But to be flying like that is pretty...
like overwhelming
takes
and
a lot
exciting
of guts. Yeah,
yeah,
you jumped off a plane, right?
I did.
Yeah.
18,000 feet.
So would you do this? Would you do jetpack?
I would do a jetpack.
Yeah, huh?
I'd want to do it like over water or something.
Right over water.
Yeah,
like that's gonna help if you fall.
Yeah, but you know, it might help a little bit more than solid ground.
Don't forget how hard water surface can get when you're like moving, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I've done a belly flop a few times in my day.
Yeah.
Not fun.
I'm thinking more of like skis and stuff that stay on top of the water, you know? And it's like when you move it fast, the water is very, you know.
Yeah.
You can't sink.
Yeah, water is no joke.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I love water, though, man. I want to live near the ocean
eventually. That'd be so Santa Monica.
Yeah, right?
I would love that.
You would love even more like Manhattan Beach, right? On the, because there it's right on the sand, you know?
I've never been.
Really? Mm-hmm. You should go sometime.
Yeah.
They have the Strand, which is a path with bikes and people walking and stuff.
So cute.
No, you got to go and actually take the drive. What you got to do is go to, you know what the marina is? Mm-mm. Marina Del Rey?
Okay, I've heard of it, yeah. Okay. It's not. It's kind of near LAX. That's right,
you haven't been here long enough.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so what you got to do is you got to find Playa Del Rey and then drive from there along the beach.
Okay.
You'll get to Huntington and then, to Hermosa and Manhattan Beach.
Mm.
And you'll see those expensive houses right on the beach, man.
Yeah.
Those are nice. You know, all the celebrities live there. Probably 3 million, even more than that. 3 million is not a lot here anymore.
No, I don't need a big house in my life.
Right. But you want it on the beach, though, right?
It could be. I'm even happy like a block away from.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can rent those for like $3,000 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I don't have to be right on it.
They're not nice, though, because when you're close to the beach, you don't get a lot of nice ones unless you pay
an arm
and a leg, you know?
There's always a lot of janky houses. I remember my brother got a shore house near Atlantic City growing up. I think like Margate or Ventnor or one of those. And him and his friends, that there was like maybe 8 or 10 of them that rented it together. And I remember it was like on a slant. And so the whole time, because it was on a slant and then the ceiling was on a slant.
Uh-huh.
Like it was just really janky and like really set up weird. And yeah, beach houses can be super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're cool exactly. though, you know, somewhere to sleep.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you like it, you walk a mile, a block to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun, no doubt. No doubt about it. But
totally.
There's hardly any parking there. And I mean, there's plus and minuses to those areas. But if you don't have a lot of money, just don't live there. You
totally.
Know?
I feel like I've seen too many movies, so living on the beach kind of creeps me out because there's like too many spaces for people to like come from. You know, I'm like,
true.
A ship could pull up, some rando on a boat could pull up, someone could just walk down the beach from somewhere else.
Right. But that's you're thinking of like something like Malibu where it's right on the water.
Yeah.
Here it's not on the water, it's on the sand, but there's still like a long walk on the sand.
Mm.
So, yeah, a ship wouldn't like crash right into you.
Oh, I don't mean crash, I just mean like a ship of strangers.
I see, like pirates.
Like pirates just pulling up.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't happen there.
Just that's banging on my door.
But Malibu is nice, you know. I mean, the houses are right on the beach, although that's kind of scary too, you know.
Yeah.
I've had like this dream a few times where we lived like right on the water, and then there was like a tsunami or something.
Always,
right?
Yeah, I've had a lot of tsunami dreams too.
Really?
It's scary.
It is.
You know, I mean, plus there are earthquakes here.
Right.
You don't. I've had
earthquake dreams too.
Yeah, you just don't know what's possible.
You don't know.
Ugh.
Yeah, let's move inland.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll stay downtown. Yeah,
and up high on your building there, right?
Yeah, well, floor 7.
Oh, you're on 7th. Well, that's still good.
That's pretty high. A
tsunami probably wouldn't get up there. Maybe it would, huh?
It would. A tsunami's pretty big.
Right.
Yeah.
I just mean by the time it got here to downtown, it'd probably just be high level of water. I don't know if it would
probably
still be
a high level
the
of
wave,
water.
You know.
The biggest issue would be the debris in the water and the speed in which the water's moving.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie San Andreas?
No.
Yeah, don't see it. It's depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like San Francisco is all like earthquake and the water's like everywhere and it's not fun.
It's scary.
I know.
That's what nightmares are made of.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So we hope that doesn't happen here.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And on that note, folks, thank you all for listening.
All right.
Be nicer to Jen if you write to her.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I can take it.
She can take it. She's a tough cookie here.
That's right.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.